Congress legalized commercial drone use in 2012 and directed the FAA to come up with rules and standards for safe use of drones by September of next year. But an agency audit says the FAA has so many hurdles in addressing safety that it's unclear when or if drones could be integrated into U.S. airspace. Nearly two dozen civilian drones have been in accidents already since 2009.
I think it's a lack of resources, a lack of, you know, this is a fairly new technology to them. There's still a lot of work that has to be done by the standards bodies. Privacy is an issue, but it's not the purview of the FAA, so that's not really the only reason for the delays.
That's Gretchen West with the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International. She said current rules allow public agencies like USDA and the military to use drones, though the EPA has stirred controversy with its use of surveillance drones in the Midwest. The FAA still plans to propose rules for small drones this year with a lengthy comment period to follow and says it may relax restrictions in coming months for use on large-scale farms.
The exemption process can be applied for farmers as well. So farmers can apply to receive this exemption, assuming that the FAA works out the process and does start approving these exemptions. This could apply to the farming industry as well.
But such exemptions could be time-consuming.
Once an exemption is filed, the FAA has to respond within 120 days, but because this is a new process, they don't actually have the process in place yet to approve these applications. The timetable really is unknown.
Drones could be used to count livestock or estimate crop size and condition. Larger ones could be used for spraying, all at a cost savings over manned aviation. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.